Now, here a cloud passes over the sunlight of this chapter. And we have here what a great many believe is the Babylonian captivity. There are others that believe that it's the captivity by Titus. And there are others that believe that it has to do with that which is future that has not yet been fulfilled. Well, I think that this prophecy is rather specific, so let's look at it. He says, "Now why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perish? For pangs have taken thee like a woman in travail." Now this definitely, to me, is a picture of the Babylonian captivity, for he makes it clear in the next verse, and I should read it. "Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered, there the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies." Now my feeling is that it's too specific here to refer to anything other than the Babylonian captivity that was coming to the southern kingdom. He calls it, "O daughter of Zion," which would label it as the southern kingdom. But the thing that interests me is the term that is used. And that is, it's travail. And frankly, I can't speak firsthand. One half of the human family does not know what it is to be in travail. That is, to have birth pangs. Only the female of the species knows about that. And all I know is what I saw my own wife go through and what I've been told by others, that birth pangs are frightful, and it's something that actually no person could bear it forever. It has to be a temporary sort of thing if it lasted forever. Now, that's the reason the Great Tribulation period is a brief period, and this is one of the figures of speech that is used concerning that which is coming in the future. And the Babylonian captivity was a little adumbration of it. It was just a little picture of that which is coming upon the earth. And the Babylonian captivity is a warning. God has given many illustrations all through His Word concerning future events. They are historical events that have in them a message, and God recorded them that we might get the message that He's giving. And the picture here is that when Nebuchadnezzar took Jerusalem, and he actually came three times to the city, and finally he leveled it, burned it, destroyed the temple area, and absolutely left it in wreck and ruin, so that all of that is described as a woman in travail, a woman in birth pangs. And this has to be a brief period, or the nation would not exist. It could not go on forever because they couldn't endure it. It would be too frightful. It would be too terrible. And that is the reason that the Great Tribulation period must be a brief period. The Lord Jesus made that clear. He said, "Except those days were shortened, no flesh would survive." They wouldn't be able to make it through. But He says, since the days are shortened, well, there will again be those that are going to make it through. And again, you have a remnant, the 144,000 that were sealed at the beginning of the Great Tribulation. We see them at the end of the Great Tribulation on Mount Zion. They made it through. They came through, and not only did He have 100 sheep and one got lost and He had 99, but actually He started out with 144,000 and He came through with 144,000, not 143,999. That's a very comforting fact, by the way.